Well, hello guys. Now, I'd just like to share an experience I've just had today. Now, I had to take a blood test at my doctor's, because they're probably wondering why I'm still alive. But I have gradually noticed that my doctor's in the last few years has been saturated with femones. I mean, used to go down to the doctor's office in the surgery, it was quite sort of organized. But now when you go down to the doctor's surgery, there's a lot of noise. Quite a bit of chaos. Now, whether it is or not, it seems disorganized. My blood test anyway was cancelled a couple of weeks ago because somebody was off sick. Well, I guess that can happen. Anyway, I went to reception, told them my appointment and everything. They told me to sit down. And then I was called by this person. This person was dressed in jeans, a t-shirt. Their hair was completely cropped, short, a big ring in their nose, and some other pins around their face, something hanging out of each ear, Dr. Martens on their feet, and tattoos all over their body. And this was a femon. I think. And this, of course, shows you that DEI is still alive. This person was hired because they ticked a box. Whether she's reasonable at her job or not doesn't really matter. I presume she was a nurse, but she looked nothing like it. Effectively, my blood was taken by a skinhead, if you can remember them. But I have visions of me lying on the bed with a priest giving me my last rites, with tattoos all over them, pins and studs and rings in their face, dressed in a bikini. And this person will identify as gender neutral. DEI, wokeness and feminism always degrades standards because they're hiring people all for the sake of diversity and not merit. And that's why mostly everything is broken. Anyway, guys, just thought I'd share that with you. The sun's out today. Hell, am I in the wrong country? You take it easy, guys.